Welcome, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, Doge keeps slashing away, even though we may be hearing a little bit less from Elon Musk. Are you worried about your Social Security check? I'm concerned for those in my family that are getting those checks. Will they continue? What does Trump and the Doge posse have in store? Well, we've got someone who can dispel all of the lies and help you understand exactly what's going on and what is at stake for you and your family. It is former Maryland governor and, more importantly for this discussion, former Social Security Commissioner Martin O'Malley. He's joining us today because he's in Racine. Welcome to the show, Commissioner and former governor of Maryland, Mr. O'Malley. We appreciate you making time. What brings you to Racine today?
Well, I'm going to Racine today for a town hall at 6 o'clock at the Dr. John Bryant Center. And I've found myself, Maggie, since leaving the post of Commissioner of Social Security, to still be talking about Social Security because of the speed with which they've taken, you know, you use the metaphor, a meat cleaver, a chainsaw, to this agency, which I already knew probably better than most people, was already very vulnerable because they've been operating at a 50-year low in staffing, even though baby boomers of my generation swell their ranks every day to a new all-time high. So this is a town hall tonight, and we're going to hold up some of the big lies that Elon Musk is telling as he tries to undermine public trust in a system that 73 million people depend upon.
Yeah, it's really extraordinary. To me, Governor, when I look at what Elon Musk, our billionaire overlord, is doing with the permission and negligence, I could say, of our current president, what I see is the dismantling of the system, right, of the personnel, of the offices being shuttered, so that it will become so hard for people to navigate the system and get the benefits that they have earned. These are earned benefits. Is that part of what you're seeing as one of the threats to Social Security at this moment?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, when I was commissioner, I spent a lot of time in Social Security offices. And I would always go through the front door and I'd listen to people. What is it that you're here to do? What business? I'd be able to, you know, point to my picture on the wall and say, I'm the other guy with the blue tie right below the president. And people would tell me what they were there for. And, you know, very immediately I had to put up a finger and bring in a staff person to help me sort out a complex problem. In one sense, Social Security is kind of simple in concept. That is to say, it is a pay-as-you-go program. And people working pay in, and beneficiaries, once they're of the right age or they have a disability, they get paid out by those same dollars. But patterning it and making sure you get the right amount to the right person at the right time within a web of regulations built up over time and the parameters of the law is not an easy thing. So when Elon Musk and the Doge young men, mostly, that I haven't heard a woman's name at Social Security. When Elon Musk and those young men go through and they reduce staffing there by 7,000 people, Maggie, keep in mind, already at a 50-year low at 56,000, beneficiaries climbing to an all-time high, they have either through massive firings of whole offices or by paying people to leave, by setting a deadline when you can avail yourself of the cash money to leave right now, no knowledge transfer, and or by what they call restructuring. You know, they have reduced to 50%, by 50%, that cut in half the IT department at Social Security. And I've got to tell you, it is all staffing and all IT systems. That's how they operate and have served the American public when they did until Congress started reducing their staffing. Their overhead was only 1.2%. And yet, that's been something now that Elon Musk has decided to decry as totally wasteful and inefficient. And if you compare it to a private insurance company, that 1.2% compared to Allstate's at 19% overhead to benefits paid. Liberty Mutual, Liberty Biberty, 23%
overhead to benefits. But we've got former Social Security Commissioner Martin O'Malley, former Maryland governor, with us this afternoon. He's in Racine today talking to people about Social Security at an event hosted by Fair Share America. I wanted to zero in both on the efficiency question and on some of the other, what I'm going to call most generously misstatements. I'll call them outright lies about Social Security.
Yeah, big lies.
Big lies that scare the crap out of people and frankly have created a bogus permission structure to dismantle this program that 73 million Americans rely on. Let's take up one of those big lies right now. Here's Elon Musk very recently on Joe Rogan. Cal, this is Cut 14.
Like, you could run a real pyramid scheme.
I mean, the government's one big pyramid scheme, if you ask me.
Yeah, well, you can tell me better than anybody.
Social Security is the biggest Ponzi scheme of all time.
Hmm.
Commissioner, let's provide some truth to people.
Yeah, so here's the truth. There is no Ponzi scheme that has ever lasted 90 years. Usually they collapse in a few months. So yes. Social Security has never missed a payment, a monthly payment in 90 years, including, oh, by the way, all through COVID. Could you imagine that cascading effect? If even with the evacuation from office workplaces, those checks had stopped coming out. So Social Security, Maggie, is a pay-as-you-go program. It's not a savings alone where we have individual savings account for people. It is a pay-as-you-go program that operates on a 75-year actuarial forecast. I don't know how many of your listeners operate on a 75-year forecast. I know I don't, but Social Security does. So every, say, 20, 30 years, Congress makes adjustments in order to keep it on track for the foreseeable 75 years. That's what they did in 1982, and they built up intentionally a surplus reserve. And so last year, or the year before I served as Social Security Commissioner, because I have that one committed to memory because I signed the audit report, Social Security, people working in the American economy, this is what I mean by pay-as-you-go, people working in the American economy paid in from their paychecks $1.3 trillion. Social Security paid out to beneficiaries in pay status $1.4 trillion. So where did the additional $100 billion come from? That came from the intentionally built up surplus reserve that they anticipated they would need in the program to cover us baby boomers and our retirement lifetime. But what they didn't anticipate were so many changes after 1982 that exacerbated income inequality and took more of the earned dollars in the economy out of that bracket to which Social Security applies, which is only the first, I say only, which is the first 170,000 of our earned income, which means as a practical matter, somebody working in Racine or Milwaukee at a McDonald's pays in all year, whereas Elon Musk stops paying in about 2 seconds after the ball drops in Times Square on New Year's.
Governor and former Social Security Commissioner Martin O'Malley with us. Commissioner, I made special note on my program after the first of the year to list all of the billionaires who had within seconds stopped paying Social Security tax.
Oh, good for you. That's a good one.
Yeah, because there's so many of them. And I often like to remind our listeners that between 1981 and 2021, $50 trillion of wealth has, of course, left the 90% of us, the bottom 90 us regular people. And it's gone from us to the top 1%. And that this, when we look at Social Security funding and these actuarial tables, yeah, there's a pinch point coming, but there are solutions to this that would not have dire consequences for regular people. What are some of those solutions, Commissioner O'Malley?
Yeah, you know, one of the things we've been reading for years is that Social Security is going bankrupt. But what those articles that get a lot of clickbait and a lot of people reading them, they say by 2035. What they're talking about is actually, Maggie, that surplus reserve that has, you know, that, as you know, has not lasted as long as they thought it would in 1982, because so many dollars were pushed out of the bracket to which Social Security applies. But even that cliff in 2035, that if Congress doesn't act, by some reading of the statute, it says that we will all suffer a 17% reduction in benefits. Now, that's not going to be good for somebody for whom Social Security is the only difference between living with dignity or living under a bridge. But if you had a family-owned business and your accountant told you you were going to have a 17% shortfall in 2035, you wouldn't plaster out of business going bankrupt in 2035 across your business. You'd make adjustments. And one of the adjustments that we could make on Social Security, and only Congress can do this, is to ask people who are making more than $500,000 to start paying in again. There's no windfall for the highest earning people in America when it comes to Medicare. Why do we stop paying into Social Security, and why is it that, you know, Elon Musk stops paying 2 seconds after midnight? So President Biden himself had indicated that he would support people paying back in after they make up to $400,000. So that's one of the fixes that can be applied, and there are others as well. John Larson, a Democratic member from Connecticut, every year introduces a bill to actually strengthen and expand Social Security by requiring higher earning people in our economy to pay in again. It's about our society. It's about the security of individuals, but it's also about the security, economic security of all of the men, women, and children of the United States of America, as FDR said.
73 million of them. Two things I want to emphasize that the former commissioner just said, folks. One is Social Security will not go bankrupt. That is a lie. It's a damn lie. It is designed to scare you, to try to justify draconian benefit cuts that simply are not necessary. Now, there would be benefit cuts, as the commissioner pointed out. But again, Social Security will remain solvent. Social Security cannot also, it is not legal for Social Security to acquire debt. So again, I think there's just so much misinformation out there.
That's right.
Governor and Commissioner, please go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say that one of the misunderstandings, and this is true even in among some in the halls of Congress, they talk about Social Security like a big deficit buster, like it adds to the deficit. Social Security doesn't add to the deficit. It's the only agency that runs right now a surplus of $2.6 trillion. The Department of Defense does not do that. Social Security actually lends money to the federal government. They could, if Congress wanted to, they could restore all of the, you know, reductions in staffing that Americans are feeling the pain of. They could do that, take it entirely out of the trust fund, and that wouldn't add a dime to the deficit, nor would it advance the depletion date by anything more than 30 days. So solvable problems, long-term and short-term.
And short-term. Scrap the cap. Social Security is not going bankrupt, and it doesn't borrow money. It actually lends money to the federal government. We continue with former Social Security Commissioner Martin O'Malley, former Maryland governor, right here on The Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Protect your family's financial future and keep listening. We'll be back in a moment. Security.